The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Previously, on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Elegant mirrored shelving held all the Duchess's sex toys. Oh. Erotic lingerie of different colours hung around mixed with shiny rubber clothing, masks and hats.
She is soaking hats!
No, 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 Miss Belinda.
No, 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 indeed.
Far too much. They'll slip out in an instant. It happened to me once in Claridge's.
Claridge's?
In Claridge's tea rooms.
Oh my God.
A ghastly mess. The Duchess switched off the remote.
Oh.
And the sensation in Belinda's cervix died.
Oh, died.
Sensation. Power out.
Greetings all, another porno day is upon us. Hello, James.
Hi.
Hello, Alice.
Hello.
High energy this week, I'm enjoying it. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Are we excited?
I'm excited. Alice has had to, like, gee herself up. She has got a cold sore.
Don't tell everybody that.
We did arrive. Alice was in her pyjamas brushing her teeth, so we thought she was literally on her way to bed.
Can I take a picture of it to put on Instagram?
Stop it. You're being a beast.
What of it? How it looks now? Yeah. This is a topical ointment. This is only going to make it better.
It's that chamomile lotion from book one.
I thought you'd put a tissue on it like when men do when they cut themselves shaving.
Oh, no, that's very much an ointment there, James.
This is a balm. This is a soothing balm. Also, people keep talking to it because it's so big.
No, she's a nice friend that you brought along with you this week.
It's nice to have a footnotes guest in the main episode for a change.
So rude.
Have we named it yet?
Madame Coldsore.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so four of us this week.
I love on this podcast that I'm the one to bring herpes into the equation.
Okay, I'll join you.
Oh, confession time with James.
No, no, no. I get lip cold sores only, but I get cold sores too. So hashtag I'm with her.
So this week we are delving back into Belinda Blink 3. This chapter is called Dinner at the Duke's Table. How are we feeling about that? We've kind of hinted last chapter about what we might be expecting. Do you think those bullets are still inside, Belinda?
Love eggs, please.
Sorry, love eggs.
Well, if she's correctly applied the lubricant, then she'll be absolutely fine. But if she's been overzealous...
I mean, most of it's on her ass.
That sheeny, shiny ass.
I was thinking about that the other day, actually.
Oh, didn't we? Why?
Don't ask why.
I have my thoughts. It's just nice to be back in the world of the aristocracy.
Yeah.
High society.
We should have dressed up, really. We are having dinner with the establishment.
Is she going to dress up correctly, though? Her only suitable outfit is that riding outfit, and that doesn't really feel correct for this.
Well, I think she packed a gown with her or something, but
that
I'm worried.
See-through one.
Yeah, I'm worried it's the see-through
if
one.
If it's okay for Amsterdam, it is not okay for this event.
Oh, I don't know. I think they're a bit of a randy lot, the old aristocracy.
Oh my God, so kinky.
Yeah.
The Duchess's room alone, that dildo room.
But maybe if you're high society, that doesn't even make you blush. That's just run of the mill.
Well, this is it.
Everyone has one. How's your dildo room, Fenella?
Fenella!
Is that an aristocracy name?
Like a room with all of your gold and family heirlooms.
Like DuckTales when he dives into it.
That's a niche reference, but loved that.
It's not a niche reference.
But I loved.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
What, like dildos handed down through the generations?
That's lovely.
This was my grandmother's. She used it every day.
Now that you're 18, we can hand this down to you, for you are the heir. Oh,
imagine like the leather ones having tide marks on it.
Tide marks? What's that?
It's a tide mark.
You know, like when things get wet on leather and it kind of leaves like a line.
Like when you put a stick in a river to see how deep it goes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Ah, great Aunt Delilah was so deep. 4 yards.
4 yards?
Oh, that's quite far, isn't it? That's ridiculous.
Sorry. Reasonably far, yes.
4 hectares.
Okay, are we ready then? Should we go in? So to speak.
Let's go in. As deep as Delilah.
Okay, I'm going to start reading.
Do it.
Belinda Blink 3, Chapter 3, Dinner at the Duke's Table. Belinda stood to the side of the large drawing room. She and the Duchess had been served drinks by the footman and were waiting for the first guests to make their way down to dinner. Belinda's mouth dropped open.
And what went in?
She recognised the man walking through the doorway. Who do we think it is?
She recognised him?
Yeah.
Peter Rouse. He turns up everywhere.
I was going to say, it can't be Peter Rouse. He's got no connection.
It's not Peter Rouse.
Sir James Godwin?
It was her chief executive. Yeah! Sir James Godwin.
Of course, because Sir James.
Yeah, high society.
He strolled nonchalantly across the room, looking very smooth in his puce dinner jacket.
Puce? That's an unusual selection.
What colour is puce?
Like the colour of a bruise.
It's quite regal though, isn't it? Purple.
The only three guests so far, bar Belinda, I presume, are the Duchess, the Duke, and Sir James Godwin. What a bunch of crackpots, honestly. If I were Belinda, I'd be like, I'm gonna go. Not feeling great. Got a cold sore. Madame Cold Sore has reared her ugly head.
Good evening, Duchess. Belinda.
Nodding his head at them both. Good evening, Sir James, said Belinda, attempting to make small talk.
Well, good evening's a great start, then. She's already stumbled. I've used up all my topics, like good evening.
She just stands there, nervously and silent.
Good evening, Sir James. Have you motored down from Windsor this evening?
Why does everyone motor?
I know.
I feel like he's used that phrase before.
I feel like it's the dawn of the motor car wherever they are.
Poop, poop.
Poop, poop.
No, no. Clarence and I were doing a bit of clay pigeon shooting down in Dorset. Had a devil of a time getting back up here. Traffic's terrible. Always terrible. Someone's head in government will roll for it.
He is good at small talk.
She got so much there from so little a question.
He's gone little issue to big issue in just a matter of sentences.
Belinda, now's your chance, like, ask a question to expand on that. Maybe ask about the weather.
There's no time, James. At that precise moment, Belinda's vagina started to tingle.
Oh, who's got the remote? Who's got the remote?
It was one of the bullets. Yes, we know, Dad.
Duh.
She breathed in deeply and looked at the Duchess. That dastardly Duchess.
That dastardly, dastardly Duchess.
She was smiling playfully at her and mouthed the words,
feeling good. Sorry?
What?
Feeling good.
Oh.
Feeling good.
Give her a second. She's only just buzzed it. That's like those people who ring you and you don't pick up and they ring straight away. It's like, well, if I haven't seen that missed call, I won't have seen that second one either, will I? Give me a second.
I'm guilty of that.
Oh, actually. You're a fucking pain in the ass for that. It's like, give me a sec.
She was smiling playfully at her and mouthed the words, feeling good. Or should that be, feeling good? Belinda silently replied.
And what did she say when she silently replied?
She said, yes, my lady, but she silently did it, so I'm not sure how we can say that on the podcast. But
they're just mouthing to each other. This is great audio.
To be fair, it was written as a book.
That's true, that's true.
So Sir James is there chatting away, and Belinda's just like, nah, nah, nah. Is he not thinking, like, what is she... Sorry, did you want to go talk to somebody else? Only four people here.
Yeah, he's literally talking about the demise of the British government, and she's like going, oh, feeling good. Belinda silently replied, yes, my lady. At that moment, a tall, stately man entered the room.
Oh, it's the tall, stately man.
He's not the one who, like, ran the tombola and made the jokes, is he?
The tallish man.
Belinda blinked.
Has she done that yet in this book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Clarence, the Duke of Epsom, husband of the Duchess.
Full CV.
Was not as she had imagined.
That's not in his full title, is it? Husband of the Duchess.
His Royal Highness, husband of the Duchess.
OBE.
Clarence, the Duke of Epsom, husband of the Duchess, was not as she had imagined.
Has she not met him?
No. She's heard Bella's tale of him and his time in Rhodesia.
Oh, Rhodesia. He loved Rhodesia.
Clarence, meet Belinda Blumenthal. She's the one I told you about. Belinda, my husband, the Duke of Epsom. Said the Duchess. In case you didn't know, that was the Duchess.
Well, but you've made it very clear, but the voice is an added bonus.
Belinda deeply curtsied.
Oh,
God. Oh, I bet she's got good thighs, actually. I bet she can really squat low.
She's got the strength, hasn't she? The lower strength.
He looked her up and down, hungrily.
Oh.
Oh, God. Clarence is such an old perv.
They all are. Sir James Godwin.
Yeah, that's true.
He looked her up and down hungrily and turned back to his wife.
And didn't look her up and down hungrily.
Quite. The Duchess... Also, I love that Dad's been like, he wasn't how she imagined, but has given us no description of what he was.
And also, doesn't he entirely fit the bill that Bella gave? This is exactly what I imagined. What I've got is absolutely textbook, old fuddy-duddy, fusty Duke. This is what I thought I was going to get.
The grand old Duke of Epsom.
He had 1,000
dildos. And when he was up, he was up.
He's never up.
And when he was down, he was down.
That's why she's got the dildos. He's never up.
So when he's halfway up, what is it?
Semi. It's a classic semi, yeah.
Oh my God, the Grand Old Duke of York is about his erection.
I think it might be.
No, it's not.
Grand Old Duke of York had 10,000 men, famously.
Had them. That's more than you, James.
10,000 men.
He had them hungrily, Alice.
This was before Tinder as well.
James is like, where's this event? I want to go.
I need to talk to the Grand Old Duke of York. So to clarify, are we saying that nursery rhyme is about erections?
Yeah, I think so. That would make sense.
Yeah. They just don't tell you about that in kindergarten.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Belinda deeply curtsied. He looked her up and down hungrily and turned back to his wife. The Duchess gave Clarence a bored smile and pressed the remote in her pocket. Belinda stiffened to attention immediately.
At least someone's stiff.
Her vagina was once again vibrating as the silver bullet did its dastardly work.
Do you think it's making noise? Do you think everyone's like, what the hell is that? Seems to be coming from your genitals. Maybe it's got some settings like Christmas lights, like there's a sporadic on-off buzz.
Like a kind of random pulsation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a root canal at the minute.
She'd love a root canal down there, wouldn't she?
Oh my God.
A root in her canal, more like.
A canal as deep as Aunt Delilah.
Great Aunt Delilah.
Sorry.
Like the Aswan Dam or whatever it said earlier on.
Aswan Dam!
You've been talking to Rocky.
We both love geography.
That's the relief of Mafeking all over. Yeah.
What is the Aswan Dam?
The Aswan Dam, you can see it from space.
You can't see anything man-made from space.
Okay, not from space.
Did the Aswan Dam sing Don't Turn Around in the 90s? No, that was Aswad, sorry. You just sound like someone who'd do a track with Pitbull. Aswan Dam featuring Pitbull.
Or surely like Ariana Grande featuring Aswan Dam.
Aswan Dam, man, Blue Cantrell.
I hate to break it to you boys, but you can actually see it from space.
Really?
So.
Oh.
And where is it?
Trusty Wikipedia was your source there. I like that.
You just get off your high horse, because you were wrong. I'd like a formal apology.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's across the Nile.
Okay, cool.
It's now known as the Aswan High Dam. That might be why you didn't recognise it.
Ah, the Aswan High Dam.
Her vagina was once again vibrating as the silver bullet did its dastardly work. She grunted out loud. Belinda couldn't stop the reaction.
Pardon?
Said the Duke.
Excuse you.
Better out than in.
Pardon?
Said the Duke. Oh, I apologise to you, Lord Duke Clarence.
Surely not right.
I only meant to say how good-looking and stately you are.
What, and it came out as, whoa.
Yes, well, it is bred into us, you know, as aristocrats.
These voices, though.
Too much.
Just not my cup of cha.
Imagine, though, if there's an ensemble scene later with everybody, oh, and you've got God. To do all the voices you've created.
They're like crows. God, it just goes through me.
At that moment, Belinda was whisked away by the Duchess to meet the remaining guests.
Oh, thank God there's some more people.
Yeah.
The first, Tara Gold.
Oh.
Of course she's got gold in her name.
Was a television executive and journalist.
Really?
Then she was introduced to the Duchess's dear male friend, Mr. Jim Walters.
Julie Walters!
Jim Walters, CEO of Apollo Security Agencies.
Agencies! Why are there so many agencies?
Is that a government program?
I love Jimmy Walters.
Lastly, she met Mr. Norman Asquith, OBE and City Banker. and his companion for this evening, the one and only Chiara Montague.
Oh my God.
Fashion designer to the rich and famous.
To the rich and or famous.
Chiara.
Chiara Montague.
Chiara.
Chiara.
Kira.
Chiara.
C-H.
C-H-I-A-R-A.
James has never heard anything like it.
Chiara Montague.
Well, we'll never forget her autumn winter 2016, will we? It was great.
Just wait for this year's Oscars. Everyone's wearing Chiara Montague.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, wait. Right. These are even better names than the RSMs. So I thought everybody was supposed to be from the upper echelons of society. There's some TV producer. Yeah. Who's the one that sounds a bit like a porn star? Tamara Gold.
Oh, Tara Gold is the TV executive.
And journalist.
And journalist.
And or journalist, depending on what work she can get.
You can't really be both.
Well, maybe she works for, like, you know, BBC News or something.
Don't excuse your father.
Then we've got Mr. Jim Walters. Only Mr. But he's a CEO. Then we've got Mr. Norman Asquith. OBE.
And my favourite, here she comes.
And we've got Chiara Montague, who's the fashion designer to the rich and famous.
Oh my God.
It's not even a name. Where did he get it from? Chiara?
I think Chiara is a name.
Okay. If your name is Chiara, or you know a Chiara, please get in touch.
If your name's Chiara Montague, I mean, you can be on the show every week.
We've got a footnote space for you.
I think Alice's Coleslaw's got a new name. Oh, Chiara.
Little Chiara Montague.
So we've got Chiara Montague, fashion designer to the rich and famous.
Of course.
At each introduction, and with perfect timing, the Duchess pressed the remote, sending Belinda into the primary stage of meltdown.
Which famously is the worst stage.
The primary stage.
The tertiary stage is very manageable, but the primary stage.
The primary stage of meltdown.
Oh. Never heard that to describe an orgasm.
Is that what it says on the switch, though? Do you turn it to primary stage of meltdown?
DEFCON 4 of meltdown. Nuclear winter. But she gritted her now flushing pussy.
What? No, I'm no vagina expert, as we've established. But you can't grit your pussy.
I guess he means, like, how you grit your teeth. Like, kind of just, like, you know, grin and bear it. Like, you know, I'm going to get through it.
Like, clenched it?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I mean, pelvic floor vibes.
Sure, but I wouldn't say you can grit it. There's not really a jaw down there as such. Or
no,
like,
teeth.
There shouldn't be teeth.
But she gritted her now flushing pussy as well. What's that?
Well, I guess it is flushing because all the blood has rushed to it. That's what he means, isn't it?
After all, there were too many interesting people here for her to make a fool of herself. Albeit on the whim of her very close sexual friend, the Duchess.
Take the remote off the Duchess if you're going to do anything. Don't, like, clench your vagina.
Or shoot them out like the Duchess did in Claridge's.
They're very easily removed, unless you put them up Uranus, when they will be lost forever.
Oh, no.
Oh, I forgot they were going to be lost forever.
Dinner was perfect.
Oh, we're at dinner.
Dinner's over. So many memories that we'll never mention.
Oh, the events. If walls could talk. If someone had a pen and paper. Oh, wait, you do.
If someone could weave a tale of this night.
Dinner was perfect. Belinda found herself sitting between Norman Asquith and Jim Walters.
Oh. Well, surely everybody sat with everybody else. There's only about four people there.
They were well matched, as they knew of Steele's pots and pans. And Belinda found the heady mix of security and banking very interesting.
No, you're quite the gamble.
Everyone knows about Steele's Pots and Pans. She was the headliner at the O2. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Millennium Dome Building.
Millennium Dome Building. Everyone needs a walk.
She wondered if she was being headhunted by both these men at the same time.
Why would she be? If you're a banker, why are you headhunting a pots and pans executive?
Security, though, maybe she can, like, use a pot and pan to, like, raise the alarm.
Scare away the burglars. Something's popping up.
Jamie, Alice is reading over your shoulder.
I know!
That's the first time you've... Do you know what that means? Alice is finally into the book enough to want to know what's happening next.
I'm not.
Not even bothered.
Can't prove it.
After an exquisite pudding of trifle.
A pudding o' trifle!
That's not posh. Oh, I guess. Is trifle posh? No.
Is pudding posh? Don't you say dessert if you're posh?
Pudding, anyone?
Who wants some pud?
My dad always says, what's for pud? When my mum puts down the main course. So she's slaved away over dinner and he goes, what's for pud? And it's supposed to be a joke, but I think she really hates him.
My nana calls it sweet.
Oh, a little sweet.
What are you going to have for your sweet? What's for sweet, Wilbur?
Tin fruit, mum.
Do you remember though when we were kids when tin peaches and yogurt, that was like the height of the sophistication, yeah. Obsessed.
Yeah, or a Viennetta.
Oh, we weren't allowed that.
Oh no, James, that's a bit nouveau riche. We didn't do that.
You wouldn't love Viennetta?
Very much tinned fruit and cream.
Yeah.
Oh no, honestly, when mum used to get the Viennetta for special occasions.
Of course. That and a Sara Lee Black Forest Gatter.
Sara Lee? Sara Lee, babe.
Not inhaled, babe.
Sara!
Yeah, whipping out a Viennetta for a special occasion. Oh.
Mint choc chip.
He ate the whole block. It was just like a big breeze block of...
It was
like,
vile. It was ice cream. So gross.
But you know that I'm really partial, don't you?
To Viennetta?
You know, there was a rumour at work that I ate a whole one on my own with a spatula.
Did you start that rumour?
No, I...
Yeah, by eating a whole Viennetta.
That's not a rumour, that's just a story.
I very much tried to shake that rumour, but it follows me everywhere that I go.
I mean, I'm sure no one will ever mention it again now you've mentioned it on the podcast.
Didn't even know they still made Viennettas.
Oh, yeah. The original is still wonderful. And it comes in that presentational tray.
Oh, my God, should we have a Viennetta night?
I'd love that. I've got some in the freezer.
Oh, my God, let's go for Viennetta!
After an exquisite pudding of trifle... Or was it trifle?
Come on!
With the aristocracy at least eaten mess. Or Epsom mess. Oh, it'll be a bit of an Epsom mess in a minute.
It'll be a hot Epsom mess. Or spotted dick or something that's appropriate for this.
After an exquisite pudding of trifle, the guests mingled for fun.
No more of that mingling for work.
Let's mingle for fun, guys. Okay, come on.
Belinda drank some Chardonnay. Of course she did. And sought out the company of Chiara Montague and Tara Gold.
You would.
Chiara, come here.
Come on, Chiara.
She's always looking for a new glee team, isn't she? She likes to find two girls in the crowd.
But these are going to be like posher and better than fucking Giselle and Bella.
I mean, anyone's better than Giselle and Bella.
She can never introduce them to Bella.
No.
Can you imagine? Hello. Oh my God. Who's that woman? I don't know her.
Hello, Chiara. Can you give me some of your designs, please?
Oh, she would not dress Bella.
She chatted loosely to them.
Loosely. Everything she does is loose.
All the while waiting for something to happen deep inside her. Oh.
So, what do, Belinda?
Asked Chiara. I sell pots and pans for Sir James.
Kitchenware for a major distributor. Why didn't she say that?
Yeah.
I sell pots and pans.
As a saleswoman, not very good at selling herself.
Yeah. Although she did mention Sir James. That's quite good.
Little name drop.
I sell pots and pans for Sir James.
Oh. Not that lecher. Pardon my French.
Lecher? Lecher?
Oh, yeah, that's no, literally no slurring.
It's not French. And also, what is a lecher?
A lecher is like a lech.
Oh, a lech. Okay.
Is that the longer version?
I don't know.
Yeah. Lech is abbreviated from lecher.
It's just so long. Just need a quick version.
Oh, not that lecher. Pardon my French. I'm totally tired of telling him to make contact with my half-sister.
What?
Context, Rocky.
What are you talking about?
Please don't add things we've never heard about before.
But maybe he's going to tell us now. I'm totally tired of telling him to make contact with my half-sister Penelope.
Does that name ring a bell?
No, just posh, I think.
Oh.
She's a top purchasing executive for the hypermarket chain Five Car in France.
What? Okay, two things.
What?
There's a hypermarché in France.
Do not say hypermarché.
There's a hypermarché.
Oh, an hyper-ou.
What the hell are you two talking about?
It's not hyper-ou, babe. It's hyper-ou.
No, but there's a hypermarché called Four Carré, right?
Oh, Four Car. Ah.
So what? He's called it Five Car.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, that is right.
I love the way he avoids brands.
It's like Special J all over again.
I just respect that he's like, you are not going to get me on some technicality because I've used your brand name.
She's a top purchasing executive for the hypermarket chain Five Car in France, but he keeps telling me he hates frogs.
But she's not French.
No, I think her half-sister Penelope's French.
Oh, her half-sister.
Yeah, I think so. But he keeps telling me he hates frogs. Won't have anything to do with them.
Is that racist?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so James Godwin is obs a racist.
He's so Brexit.
Totes voted out.
Yeah, he totally voted out, didn't he? Belinda's eyes then rolled to the top of her head.
The top of her head.
To her hairline.
To her crown.
While she grabbed her vagina, trying to stop the bullet from vibrating free of its moorings.
Okay, I thought so much. I thought she was outraged by the xenophobia. I was like, yeah, I'm rolling my eyes. Why does he give a fuck where they're from?
The state of her, she's like grabbing a crotch while like her eyes are literally on wires out of her head.
Popping out. Moorings. Does it just have loads of nautical ropes? Oh, and like, God. What's holding it in there?
I don't know. I'm in the primary stage of mayhem.
Oh, no! Oh, God!
Shrieked Chiara.
What?
I think Miss Belinda's ill.
Oh. Her eyeballs are hanging out of her head.
Belinda tried to steady herself, but her vagina was now awash with her own juices. Oh. A what?
Wet floor sign, please. She's had a delicate swash.
It got worse. She could now feel both bullets moving all over the place.
Oh, God.
Like into her lungs. Oh, God, why can't she breathe?
Indeed, one of the little buggers had even gotten as far as a G-spot.
Little buggers.
How much are they moving like? They're not little critters. They just buzz. They're not like travelling all around.
I imagine, you ever seen The Mummy when the beetles like,
yes!
run around his like, outfit?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Her watering eyes landed on the silently cackling Duchess, who was gleefully stroking all the buttons on the remote like a xylophone.
Oh, God!
It's like pressing all the buttons in the lift.
Ring, ring, ring.
But also, like, I feel as though there's probably, like, a red one that does something really, really terrible, and she's just like, la, 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 la.
Perhaps it was a chicken Kiev.
I'm sorry, what? Have we missed a page?
Sir James.
They're two pages stuck together.
So we have chicken Kiev and trifle. That's literally what I had when I was a kid.
That was dinner. Fuck me.
Perhaps it was a chicken Kiev, mused Sir James. If they're not defrosted properly, it can induce food poisoning through salmonella.
Defrosted? What a grand dinner.
Damn those kitchen staff. They've always had it in for us rich people.
Oh, I tell you what, this is how we'll get rid of them. Let's not quite defrost the chicken Kiev.
What kind of idiot doesn't know how to defrost a chicken Kiev?
Well, you'll find out.
If it's still as hard as a hockey puck, probably give it a bit longer.
Don't you put frozen chicken Kievs straight in the oven? You don't defrost them and then put them in the oven. That's probably where they've got the food poisoning. Just left them out.
She hasn't got food poisoning. She's got the bullets.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're
yeah.
speculating that her odd behaviour is that induced by salmonella.
She looks like she's going to vom.
You shouldn't look like that.
In the throes of pleasure, no.
Each to their own, but you shouldn't look queasy.
Well, I think we've all had our fill anyway, said the Duchess. With that, the Duke Clarence made a toast to the Queen and everybody gleefully retired for the night.
That was the end of the night?
What?
Oh, Belinda's going to chuck up. To the Queen! See ya.
This is all just distraction techniques. So the Duchess is like, yeah, let's all go to bed. Boom. I get my time with Belle.
Dessert? That was just a starter.
Oh.
Back in her chamber, Belinda removed her clothing. Her magnificent breasts tumbled out.
Tumbled. Sure. Why not? Tumbled implies to me there's more than two.
What, like a whole sack of tits?
Yeah.
Oh. Her nipples, free at last, started to swell, responding to the chemical signals her vagina was sending to her brain.
That's science.
That's as technical as Rocky's ever got, well done, Dad.
Now for the science part.
The nerves and receptors were firing. The brain was responding.
She needed a good fuck.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Of all the things she needs, that's not high on the priority list.
Remembering the earlier words of the Duchess, only I am allowed to fuck you tonight.
Oh, yes.
Belinda decided to wander through the anterooms to her chamber.
The seven rooms in between. She's like setting out on a massive journey to the anteroom.
Puts a Parker on, gets her ice pick. Yeah.
The Chi-Chi tunnels to the Duchess's anteroom.
She's got her moon boots on, right?
She's got those sticks that you use for the
Saran or Fines. Belinda decided to wander through the anterooms to her chamber. She only got as far as the sex toy room when she had an idea. Belinda took the long necklace with the nipple clamps and put it on, carefully adjusting the clamps to give a small but decent sensation.
I knew we'd see that necklace again with the nipple clamps.
And sooner than we wanted.
Much sooner.
There was no need to go too far over the top, especially after what she'd experienced earlier that evening.
Oh yeah, she must be knackered.
She then chose two heavy silver chains, again with small clamps attached to their ends.
Everything's clamped.
Isn't it? That can't be comfy.
Is that like a tow line? Is she going to like clamp one into her and one into the Duchess God. And like run around the room?
For safety purposes. A bit like like you were saying, like mountaineers do, don't they? It's the buddy system.
Sexual buddy system.
One she attached to her vaginal lids and the other she attached to her nipples. She's kind of attaching it to her.
They've got like bulldog clips on and she's gone for the lids and gone for the nips.
Bulldog clips.
How many things has she got attached to her nipples?
That's
how
what I mean. Is she putting clip on clip? It can't all be on nipple.
Clip on clip.
Oh, clip on clip.
Belinda was pleased her nipples were so extended that they could accommodate both the necklace and the glistening silver chain.
They're like a finger. You're fine.
Or a rivet.
And then a bird perched on the end, just to finish it off.
A coat.
It's like Snow White, but with a nipple.
Finally, she chose two long, dangling earrings, each ending in a heavy, golden penis, which pulled her earlobes to their maximum length.
They would. If they're solid gold, bloody hell.
She'll nick those, put them in a bag.
Seriously, she'll never have to work again. Imagine taking them to the pawnbrokers.
She'll accidentally drop those into her bag of bras and thongs.
Pawnbrokers, so.
Hey! Her outfit complete, she collected one of the more attractive strap-on dildos, pulled on the ebony penis handle and jangled her way through to the Duchess's rooms.
Jingle jangle, guess who?
She probably comes through, the Duchess is going to think that Santa's coming. Like,
I hear those sleigh bells ringing.
Belinda is coming, Belinda is coming.
In more ways than one.
Watch out. Look around.
Blumenthal is coming. Blumenthal is coming.
Sexual arousal's my cheap thing. Tis Belinda, it's always the real thing.
Blumenthal is coming.
Blumenthal is coming.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, and then she's on the back of the truck waving a dildo.
Always Rocky Flintstone.
Oh!
Those adverts are going to mean a whole different thing now.
When Santa winks at the end on the back of the truck.
You know, he's got those eggs in.
She found the Duchess stretched out on her four-poster, reading a high society horse magazine.
What have I just got?
A four-poster bed. You are the Duchess.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All you need is horse and hound.
I'm one magazine away.
And a Panama hat and a huge range of dildos, but you know. My lady, whispered Belinda.
Oh my God, why can't they talk in full volume to each other?
At least they're making a noise. They've just been silently mouthing for a whole evening.
My lady, I have come to please you and for you to please me. She lay down beside the Duchess and started to fondle her breasts.
Oh.
Well, do origami with them. They are paper thin.
The Duchess sat up and said, no, Miss Belinda.
Oh.
I'm completely exhausted.
Oh.
And we have a very full and riveting day tomorrow.
Rivet.
No more action tonight.
Rivet, rivet.
No more.
Oh.
What?
That's a bit rich.
Well, it is, Alice. And do you know what it elicited? Belinda blinked.
I'm not surprised. She was like, I've put all these fucking clamps on now. I've got to get them all off.
I'd have scoffed, never mind blinked. I'm not allowed to fuck anyone else and you're off to bed.
Just reading a horse magazine.
I'm going to Chiara Montague's room.
Chiara.
Crestfallen, Belinda slowly made her way back to her chamber.
How embarrassing she's put all that effort in.
I know.
Leaving all the chains attached to her body.
Oh, sure.
Just kept them on.
To sleep.
She would sleep with them on and enjoy them in her exotic dreams. And damn the Duchess.
She is livid.
Livid, and so am I, because Dad spelt damn, D-A-M.
Aswan Dam.
Aswan Dam.
It's the total callback.
The Aswan Dam Duchess.
It is the ultimate callback.
It's also the end of the chapter.
Oh my God.
Belinda's fuming!
Isn't she, though?
Belinda's balls are going to be throbbing, aren't they?
Oh, my God. They'll be, like, low hung. I feel like that's going to create a bad atmosphere for tomorrow.
Yeah, because she could have been with Chiara. She could have found out more about Tara, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy Walters.
Little Jimmy Walters.
The lesser spotted Jimmy Walters.
So she didn't get to explore. She didn't get to do the mingling perhaps she would have done. Just for fun, obviously.
Just for fun. Great work again, Rocky. Great new names as well.
Yeah.
Chiara.
Chiara and Tara and Jimmy and Norman. Norman.
Have you done everyone's voice yet then? You've not done Tara?
No, Tara didn't have a speaking role. Unfortunately, she's yet to get her SAG card.
Well, I hope she does.
Oh, yes.
So you know what we're going to ask?
Yeah, next chapter.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Okay, the next chapter is called A Topless Ride.
Well, I think we know what that's about.
Well, you think you do, and then that won't ever happen till the end, and she'll be like, I'm sorry, the wind's chafing my nipples, I've got to put them away, and we'll never actually get the topless ride.
Maybe it's just a soft top car.
Oh yeah,
maybe it's not even a breast out situation.
No, he's not that clever, no offense.
I mean, it is an erotic novel after all.
Is there a book where a woman rides a horse?
Lady Godiva. Was a topless horsewoman, I believe.
A topless horsewoman.
I wouldn't be surprised if we weren't seeing her in the next chapter.
I have a feeling Belinda's eye is going to wander because her attention span is short.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be her next conquest?
It's got to be Chiara.
Chiara.
Do you reckon Chiara?
For sure.
I've not got a doubt in my mind.
Okay, we'll come back next week, everybody. Find out if Chiara Montague shall become Chiara Montague Blumenthal.
Oh, God, they go all the way. They get married.
Well, maybe they will. Get hitched.
In one chapter, probably. It'll be like, it was a lovely dinner, as was the marriage. What? Sorry? The kids were happy in secondary school.
Grammar school, come on.
Stop.
Chiara. So come back next week. In the meantime, get in touch. If you like pictures, post them on Instagram. Tag us in them at My Dad Wrote Her.
We're on Facebook, just search My Dad Wrote a Porno, and Twitter at Dad Wrote a Porno.
Famously, all of our handles are different. And if you want to email us, it's at mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
It is indeed.
And don't forget as well, you can buy Belinda Blink 3.
Oh
right
my God,
now.
Of course you can.
We haven't talked about it yet.
We haven't. I just assume the knowledge is there. No, you can go on Amazon and all those good, like even iTunes, I think now, and buy my dad's piece of writing.
In its original form.
Yeah, the way he wanted it to be enjoyed, not like this.
All of our added extras, our quips.
Not included.
Our critiques.
That'll cost you extra. Approximately the price of a free podcast. But yeah, you can buy his book. Please do. We'd really appreciate that.
Has he upped the price now? Now it's like a big, now it's a thing.
It's 50p. And by all accounts, that is the final stage of mayhem.
See you next week.